Да, също там ще да съм така работа.
А да е тафико?
Със сайки.
И ще ли?
Но, не сайко, бор философико.
Да.
And he writes many papers for the Catholic Church, for the Vatican.
I was also a student of
Yaza.
Under Professor Dr. W. S. Harcourt in Calcutta, Scottish Church College. He was my professor. Later on, he became Vice Chancellor. Very big. What is your special subject for study?
Well, to say, I suppose medieval philosophy.
Medieval. Conception.
I have some basic conceptions which are eternal in the same way as your own, I should say.
In the Vedic literature, we have information two eternal. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana. It is personally identified. There is one chief eternal, and there are many other eternals. So that it means the chief eternal is God, and other subordinate eternals are living entities, just like we are living entities. We are in different forms, but we are eternal. The form is not eternal, but the owner of the form is eternal. And similarly, the chief eternal is God. That is described in the Vedas. Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Ego Ya Bhunam Vidudati Kamar. So, chief eternal is the maintainer of the many subordinate eternals. This is the idea of God and the living entity. So we are dependent eternals or the predominated eternals. And there is another eternal, chief eternal, who is the maintainer of all these eternals, and who is the predominator. We are predominated. This is the conception of Krishna consciousness.
Well, could I ask a question? In medieval European philosophy, two different attitudes. subject to me. That is to say, the earlier Christians up to 13th century, I suppose, were practically only thinking about God, nothing else to talk about. So then, nature or human being, everything else tended to disappear altogether. As also in some Indian philosophy, I think. And then later on, with more modern science and so on, we got a different attitude in the Christians themselves, that is to say, an attitude of acceptance towards subordinate things, so that they became independent and finally, of course, broke away altogether. So that nowadays we have science without God at all. But there was a sort of period in the late Middle Ages when St. Thomas Aquinas would have stopped thinking about God, only about God, and gave his attention to science. Well, there was a sort of conflict there. I don't quite know what to say about whether I'm on one side or the other. Let's say if I were to be with the early Christian, I would not be pretty well. There was a Aquinas, for instance, who was the same. He was dragged into the world, if you like. I wonder whether you would disapprove of that, or...
Yes, these different types of philosophers are always there. Not only in the medieval, previously also. It is said, Nasu Munim Jasa Matamna Bhinnam. A philosopher is not a philosopher if he does not present a different view. This is stated in the Bhagavad. तर्क प्रतिष्ठा तर्क बाई आर्गुमेंट लॉजिक यू कैन नॉट कम टू दी राइट कंक्लूजन बिकॉज यू मे बी गुड लॉजिशियन देन यू मीट अनदर लॉजिशियन बेटर देन यू सो हिज आर्गुमेंट्स may be stronger than your argument. Therefore, simply by arguments or logical premises, you cannot approach the absolute truth.
True, yes, I agree.
Yes. And Sutaya Vibhinna, literatures are also authentic literatures. Sutta means authentic literature, which is accepted. They are also various types. There are Vedas. There are four Vedas. Sam Ved, Yajur Ved, Atharva Ved, Rig Ved. Then the Upanishads are there. Then the Vedanta Sutra is there. So if we study all this basic literature or any other similar literature, it is very difficult to find out the absolute truth. The Sutaya Vibhinna, and if we take the philosophers, so one philosopher differs from another place. Nāsū manidhyasamadam. Therefore, to approach the Absolute Truth, God, is very difficult subject matter. Therefore, our principle is Mahājana jena gatasya paritāha. Mahājana means the recognized persons. Recognized by the Supreme Lord. Such persons we follow. We have got a list of recognized persons. As like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Manu, described in the Bhagavad Gita, Manu's name is there. Yam vivasati juvam prattvan aham vayam vivasal manavik prahu, this Manu. So Manu, the Kapila, then Prahlad, Janam, Vyasdev, Sukadev Goswami, Jamrad. In this way there are 12 Mahājanas. And we receive knowledge from either of them. That is bona fide philosophy. That is called parampara system. The original teacher is Krishna, and from him the Sun God, Vibhushan, learned it. He spoke to his son, Manu. Manu spoke to his son, Ikhaku. In this way, the parampara system is coming. And that is bona fide. This is our to accept knowledge from the perfect person, all is bona fide good.
And Christians, how do you exact this?
Yes, Christian, if you get just like Lord Jesus Christ, the bona fide teacher, and he has given his teaching, his commandments. If you follow those commandments, then you are bona fide student. But if you don't follow, then you are not bona fide.
And if you try to follow but fail, or if you...
No, you must follow. You cannot fail. It's like Lord Christ said, thou shalt not kill, you must follow. If you do not follow, then you are not Christian. It is not the question of that you could not follow or you are weak to follow. You must follow.
But the Christians have a thing about forgiveness.
No, whatever is there.
In the Christian religion, there's a strong emphasis on possible failure and forgiveness.
No, forgiveness is that. I know that in church the confession program is there. Forgiveness, suppose you are, oh, I am an offender, I ask your forgiveness. So you can forgive me once, twice, thrice, not more. You cannot make it a profession that you go on committing sins and God will forgive you. No, that is not. That is misconception. One, that is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Opite sudurācāra bhajate imāma ananna bhāk sādhuriva samam. This sudurācāra means offender, that is not willful offense. One person is accustomed to some bad habits, but he has taken to Krishna consciousness and God consciousness, but on account of strong habit, if he fails sometimes, there is excuse for weakness. Not that willful committing sin and ask for forgiveness. That is not good. In common affairs, you do not see. I've got practical experience. In my householder life, I was proprietor of a big permit. So, my manager sold some morphia preparation to some unauthorized person. So, the excise inspector, they noted it and made us a criminal. And the magistrate called me because I was the proprietor. And so, my statement was given that I do not conduct the business directly. Of course, I am responsible for my manager's fault. But I shall be very strict. In future, you can forgive me. Immediately I will forgive. But next time if I go, if I say like that, that is not forgiveness. That is not possible. So this forgiveness is good for accidental fault, but it cannot be continued. There is a wrong pleasure.
Does that apply to all the rules of Krishna?
The
point of having the rules about not drinking.
Yes.
Will that be a sin in a
yes.
non-Krishna?
No, it is for everyone. When you speak something from the Vedic scripture, that is meant for everyone.
And in a rhythm, perhaps you've never heard of Krishna before, he breaks all your diet rules, does he not? Every day, for when he said, he said it's in him.
If you can explain, on the people in the world who have never heard of Krishna.
They eat, they drink wine, they do all things which are not all, but anyway, some of them. Which are particular.
He's asking if they're very sinful, if they don't have any knowledge of Krishna or any of the rules of their movement.
Yes. It's done. Ignorance is no excuse. If there is law, and if you do not know the law, and you commit offense, there is no excuse that you do not know the law. Similarly, a human life is meant for understanding God. That is the main business of human life. If one does not know this law, then he is simple.
Yes, but the difficulty is for me, for instance, that I have the Pope here who is telling me I have the same thing in spirit, with different rules, different laws, practically. And if the spirit seems to me to be the same.
Law cannot be defined. But it can be modified according to the time and circumstances. But the different law cannot be different.
Maybe you could ask specific examples of differences.
Well, for Roman Catholics it is right to drink wine.
Drinking, intoxication.
Drink wine. But what intoxication?
What is wine? It is
Allah.
He's saying that a Roman Catholic can take wine. The law allows them to take wine.
Or tobacco.
Or tobacco.
Or meat.
So the rules are different.
The rules are not different. But we have to see. Just like your commandments. The commandments, there is, thou shalt not kill. Then how you can eat meat?
Well, that is a possible argument. I'm thinking about even lesser things, such as wine or...
Wine can...
And no Roman Catholic would admit that it was wrong to drink wine.
And wine is sinful.
I don't mean to get drunk, but I mean to listen to you.
Wine, for today's Roman Catholics, they think it is sanctioned.
They think so many other things also. That's like Roman Catholic, there is an example. They have allowed marriage between man to man. Do you know that?
Yes.
Yes. In New York, there is a paper, Watchtower.
Watchtower is a paper.
Yes. They publish a monthly magazine. I have seen in that magazine, they are condemning that the priests have allowed marriage man to man. And
in New York, maybe.
Christianity does not mean in New York it should be different and Rome it should be different. Then nobody is following.
Well,
could it be, Srila Prabhupada, that this sanction of wine drinking be from God? Could that sanction come from God? Do we think that is possible?
We don't find there is sanction by God to drink. But under certain circumstances, beverages, different types of beverages, allowed, not for intoxication, but for keeping health. That is the one thing. Just like in the moon planet, it is mentioned, they drink somaras. Somaras is a kind of beverage made from extract of herbs. So, because it is very cold there, so they drink that, but not for intoxication. People drink for intoxication. Just like in medicine, so many drugs are used. Even opium is used. Yes, morphia is used. But they are not used ordinarily for specific purpose. Even snake poison is used, but that does not mean a snake poison should be used perpetually. So, for benefit of the body under particular circumstances, something may be recommended, but that is not for general use or for intoxication. That is content. Just like animal killing is sometimes prescribed in the yogas. The purpose is different. But that does not mean unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse should go on. that is sin. So, if we violate the laws perpetually, then how we can be considered as belonging to a certain group of religious system? There must be principles.
Well, I understand. I certainly think of the dietetic rules would be perhaps, I'm not sure, an obstacle to the spreading. I mean, certain rules which are keen against European or American custom might constitute an obstacle to the spreading of Krishna consciousness. I mean, in the church, in the Roman Catholic Church, you have the monks, and then you have the laity who observe less strict rules without being considered outside God. You don't have that. I mean, the Krishna movement is a movement of what we should call monks or religious.
No.
There is no laity in the real Catholic Christian sense. People in the world who are doing messy things, I mean, playing with drugs or injuries, because it's a job they have to do and belong to the church without being strictly religious.
At least the church people, the priests, they must follow strictly the rules.
Yes. But I mean, the difference seems to be with the Christian.
Common man may not follow or cannot. But those who are teachers, or the priests, or the leaders, or the executive head, they must follow. Otherwise, they cannot remain pure and they cannot take the position of teacher or head. Head must be clean. Other parts may be unclean, but the head must be clean, otherwise the whole business will spoil. Therefore, the strictures, rules and regulations must be followed by four persons. One person is the executive head, like the president or the king. And the other person is the religious preacher, priest. And the other person is the public leader. So, at least these three, four heads of the band, men, human society, they must be of ideal character. Otherwise the whole society is spoiled. People will follow the heads. Jat-jat āchariti śreṣṭha tattadeva iparījana sajat pravānam kṛti lokastha bhagavata. That's why in America, President Nixon is charged with so many offenses. This is not good. He is the head of the state and he has been charged with so many pollutions. Then how people will follow? Example is character.
Well, I don't know if these accusations have been proved against Nixon.
I think they are legal. What are the charges against Nixon?
Certainly, he already, it all depends on the standards that we want to have for a president. In other words, he has not been convicted, but he has accepted himself certain charges that he has lied and he has tried to save his men, therefore he has lied and he has awaited the taxes.
Well, I didn't know about that. See, I don't know anything.
No, there have been so many charges against President Nixon. So, no, whatever it may be, we are not concerned. But this is the basic principle, that the king or the executive head of the state, the brahmana and the public leader must be very clean. Otherwise, society will spoil. That is it.
Yes, well, of course, I agree.
At the present moment, there is all over the world, we are touring all over the world. It is very hard to find out ideal class house. That is the defect. In the Vedic culture, the ideal class of men were the Brahmanas. Their qualification was truthful, self-control, mind and the senses. Then tolerant, very simple life, full of knowledge, practical application of knowledge in life, and full faith in God. These are ideal characters. But such men are not available at the present moment. Therefore, the social idealism is defective. Just like in your body, there are four divisions, the head, the arm, the belly and the leg. If the head is spoiled, then you are mad. In spite of possessing hands and bellies and legs, you cannot work properly. So at the present moment, the heads are spoiled. Therefore the whole world is in chaotic condition. People advance in education, still they are enemical. One man to another. If you are passing on in the street, the gentleman's house, there is a sign wall. Beware of the dogs, don't come. Because he cannot believe in you. Go to the airport, any high class standard man, he sets out. And nobody is believing. This is the result of modern education. He cannot find out an ideal character.
Is this due to machines, due to the prevalence of...
No, yes.
Machines.
It is due to third class, fourth class men. There is no first class men. The brahmanas are considered to be first class men. The kshatriyas are considered to be second class men. And the vaishyas, they are third class men. And the rest are fourth class and fifth class. So at the present moment, there is third class, some, and all fourth class and fifth class. There is no first class and second class. So unless they, at least some of them are first class men, ideal, the human society is doomed. It cannot be peaceful, full of shudras, fourth class men. Our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for creating some first class men. This is our idea. Therefore we forbid them not to take meat, not to have illicit sex, not to, because these things are accepted by the fourth class, fifth class men. Unrestricted sex life, meat eating, intoxication, gambling, they are not to be indulged by the first class, second class, even third class. It begins from the fourth class, fifth class. So, if one remains to the category of the fourth class, fifth class man, how he can be gender as first class? That's what these things are called. Because our aim is to create some first class man.
But I agree with you.
These boys, although they are young men, they never go to cinema. They are young men, they have got all propensity. But they are so elevated, they have given up all these low propensities. Going to the club, the student, and cinema, or naked dance, and this and that. Because they are first class men. They cannot indulge in the third class, fourth class properties. We are training them. That is required.
Well, yes, you said restaurants.
Yeah.
Yes, our principle is that we can eat only what is offered to God. So we cannot eat things in the restaurant because it is not offered to God.
Oh, I see.
We may prepare nice things for Krishna and offer to him, and then enjoy. This is our principle.
Yes, I see.
Jagya sista sino santa mucchante sarvabhimi se. Jagya. Jagya means, twice again, the Lord. So, worship the Lord. Krishna Devika, everyone is cooking for eating, every home. So, cook certain things which is acceptable to Krishna. Then offer to him and take the prasad. There is no difficulty, but it becomes purified. Jagyasista sino santa mucchanti sarvikirinis. Because willfully or not willingly, we are committing so many sins.
Yes, I appreciate that very much. I only say, is it not possible for things to be dedicated to God without actually being placed on the altar in that way? I mean, what people may be doing in different ways,
No, thing is, if you want to offer to God, then God is all pure. The things you offer, that must be pure. And you must follow the instruction of God. Suppose if you want to give me something eatable, as a matter of etiquette, you ask me, what can I offer you? And if I say that you offer me this thing, and that way, you cannot offer me according to your means. That may not be acceptable by me.
Yes, I was thinking
that your dedication must be with the sanction of God. If you dedicate something which is not sanctioned by God, then that offering is not pleasing. Suppose I have got a certain taste. If you ask me what kind of food I should prepare for you, in India still the system is that the housewife ask the husband, the head of the family, what do you want to eat? Offer something to God. He must take sanction from the God if he wants to eat that.
Oh, but I was thinking of things like work.
Huh?
The work which we can do.
What?
That offered to God.
Like work, service.
The work.
The bus drivers, the
service also, you must take sanction. Anything you want to do, you must take sanction from the law.
Sanction.
He cannot do anything whimsically and he thinks that I am rendering service to the law.
Oh, yes, but then a sanction, would that apply to scientific activities like engineering, whatever factories are producing?
Would God sanction activities in the factory?
Technological,
scientific work?
No. There is no sanction. These are all sinful activities.
These are material activities.
Yes. And you have created all these things. God has not sanctioned. But God has not sanctioned for running on a factory. Therefore, as soon as you run on a factory, you simply commit sinful activities. In the Bhagavad Gita, you don't find any such sanction that you run on a factory, a slaughterhouse, or the clothing and big business, a brewery. No such sanction. But you have done at your wings. We tried in the last one, Mr. Churchill sanctioned and requested everyone to go to the church. What is that? Victory?
Yes, victory.
Yeah. And now, before starting the war, Mr. Churchill and company did not take any sanction. And when they are in reverse condition, then that time they are going to the church for victory. God cannot be made in such a way as order supply. That's not possible. This is not prayer. You start war musically, and when you are in a precarious condition, you go to the church and pray, God give us victory. What is it? This is commanding God. But you have to follow the commands of God. That is the position.
Well, Chamberlain tried to stop the war.
Well, Chamberlain might have tried to stop the war. But he could not stop the cause of the war. So far we know that the two wars started by Germany
on account of detail. So for aspect, the German people did not like the Britishers to occupy the trade all over the world. And wherever they went to trade, they were restricted. I know this fact. In India, the Britishers monopolized all trade and they would not allow German goods to come in. But that was the cause of the war. The German knew that the Britishers were purchasing from Germany and stamping it, made in London, and selling in India at high price. And when the Germans go there, they are not allowed to enter. This is the cause of the war. The Germans still, they do not like to speak in English. They are so envious. So, Chamberlain might have tried to stop them, but his nation created the cause of the war. Why? That was the demand, the free trade. Germans, peace negotiation, their demand was free trade. Everyone, and that's very good. Why trade should be? This is unnatural. Let there be free trade. General public, they want best thing at good price, at cheap price. So if Japan and Germany can supply goods, necessary goods, at cheaper price, why they should be restricted? Let the people take advantage of.
But I don't think they are restricted now.
No, it is going on. In India, I know, they are selling sugar at 2 annas, 4 annas a pound, or sia, outside. And in India it is 4 rupees. But it is nonsense. This is going on. They want to import some war materials or something else. Therefore they want export exchange. So they are sacrificing the convenience of the local people for export exchange. These things are going on. These politicians, they create an atmosphere. Therefore, I say, the head of the state, they must be clean. But they are all motivated. Therefore, the whole world is in chaotic condition. But every politician has got a particular motive behind it. And when he cannot pull off, they declare war. That Pakistan. Pakistan, since the beginning of Pakistan, they could not make any economic condition very sound. But when the people are too much agitated, they declare war with India. The whole attention is. And they have been educated in such a way that India is their strongest enemy. Anything Indian they dislike in Pakistan. Well, this is going on. By the politicians, they're creating situation because they are not honest. They are not clean. And a clean man cannot become politician. Mr. Lloyd George said that this consistency by the politician is the qualification of an ass. There cannot be any consistency among the politicians. So that is the defect, that the politicians are the heads, the leaders of the society, and they are in disagreement. Everyone has got his own idea, and the fight is going on, and the poor man in the state, they are suffering. Just like in India, the partition, Pakistan and Hindustan. It was arranged by the leaders, Jinnah and Jawaharlal Nehru, especially Jinnah. The people are suffering. And the British has made partition in such a way that they remain continually in war. Because everyone wants the necessities of life. The foodstuff is in Pakistan and the industry is in India. So the Pakistan will suffer for want of industry and India will suffer for want of food. This is British plan for partition. We have no business to and divide the country. But they want to do it as a parting kick, that you want independence, you will have independence, but you will remain perpetually in war. This is what the British problem. None of them are benefiting occasionally. They are fighting and losing so much money and men. A political gain. Similarly, Germany is divided. Ireland is divided. This is people are fighting. Just to be so sober and honest that the people should live peacefully without any anxiety, without any want. That is the duty of the leaders to see. But spiritually they are in want, in scarcity, not in peace of mind, full of anxieties. In India especially, you see, the economy is so unsteady. The money value is decreasing every day. Nobody knows what will be tomorrow. Rice is selling today at 2 rupees kilo, tomorrow 3 rupees, next week 4 rupees. Where is the income is coming? Therefore there is strike, railway strike. So this is the mismanagement. They cannot guarantee, at least in England has seen that, the, I mean, why is England and America also? The people are happy in this, they have got enough food stuff, no scarcity. Because in India it is not all scarcity. Goods are there, it is loaded by somebody else. He will not let loose. Many goods are there, sufficient. The government stopped. The government stopped because the black market, they have got some arrangement. So many things are going, I don't choose to discuss. And due to unclean politician, unclean head of the department, things are so mismanaged and people are suffering. Therefore,
reading the newspaper
that
a few days ago India exploded a nuclear bomb, an atomic bomb underground. This is the first step. And they declared this was used for peaceful reasons. They want to develop this nuclear
bomb. There was a bathroom. When I one leader is approached for food, that we are in scarcity of food, the leader said, of course it is very difficult to assure you for food grants, but from next week you will have television. Next week, you'll have television.
Television?
Yes. So these improvements are going on, television, but they are starving. Advancement of knowledge and learning is going on in discovering television, but there is no food. This is the mismanaged root of the leaders. Dishonest, then there are food. Punjab still produces food grains. Bengal still produces rice. But they are stopped by government man and then mishandled. They are lying on the station for dispatch. But they will not be dispatched. They are rotting. Rainy season spoiled the whole stock. Still, they are not dispatched. Officer, there is no dispatch order. There is no wagons available. Simply mismanagement or bribe. People are suffering. How it is possible to purchase? Suppose India's income, the average income is very poor. Suppose one man earns 10 rupees a day and if he has to purchase 10 rupees simply rice for the family, then what are other expenses? Then he becomes dishonest. He wants to earn money by taking bribe in his own capacity. So bribing has become a custom. Anywhere you go, unless you bribe, you cannot get the rupees. And they say that whatever salary you are getting, that is not sufficient. Our extra earning is by taking bribe. Now, in the Western countries also, the difficulty is arising. I do not know whether you are already aware that so many boys that they are becoming hippies. They are reluctant to do anything. That is a very dangerous sign. Unemployment, no engagement, that's not good for the country. Everyone should be employed. Everyone should be engaged in some service. That should be the policy of the government. And everyone should be happy without any anxiety. That is good government. So many people are employed, doing nothing, producing nothing. Is it not a problem?
Absolutely.
Huh? Absolutely.
Is that? Yes.
Yes?
That's the same everywhere.
It is everywhere.
I'm here. I'm everywhere.
So there are so many problems. On the whole, the material world is full of problems. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita by the Supreme Being, Krishna. Dukkhalam asasadam. It is a place of miseries. You cannot make things very rightly going on. It's not possible. Therefore, the best purpose which is served, leave this place. material world and go to the spiritual world. That is our Krishna consciousness. We are advising people to become Krishna conscious. And that way we will be able to leave the place of miseries and enter the eternal life in the spiritual world. Takta deham punarjanma naiti māmi māmu pīta kōntiya dukkhālayam sāsatam nāpnuvanti mahātmānam samsiddhim paramānam vatāt. This is all. We don't try to adjust things here. It is not possible. It is not possible. I have a big reason for I made. I may give my ideas. It will never be possible to make here things peaceful. No, there is not. Just like if you want to make the lavatory very scientific, and it is not all lavatory. Every minute it is becoming contaminated. Similarly, this world is so contaminated that you cannot make it completely free from contamination. That is not possible. Dukkhālāyam aśāsatam. It is a place of miseries. Naturally, it is a fact. Now, we are trying to get out of miseries. Is it not? The civic activities means to get out of miseries. Is it not?
Yes, enjoy.
All attempt is to be out of miserable condition, just like medicine. What is the medicine? Medicine means an attempt to get out of the miserable condition of disease. But you cannot stop disease. You may discover very improved method of medical treatment, but you cannot stop disease. That is not possible. Discover many means to stop death that is going on. But he cannot stop it. That is not possible. So in this way, and Bhagavad Gita says that you might be very advanced in civilization and scientific knowledge to make improvement the condition of life. But you cannot make solution of these things. Janma mittu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu gacchati. But death, old age and disease, you cannot counteract these things.
Do you think it's worse now than it used to be? Can you say that it's worse? The condition of the world is worse now than it used to be, or
relatively the same?
Or
worse now in these days, because people cannot eat in the facility which is given to the birds and beasts. They have no problem of eating. But you have created such a civilization that people are facing the problem so acutely that there are no means to eat. Do you think it is progress?
Well, I'm beginning to doubt very much.
Yes, that is the problem.
But some things have been
progress. Many countries, especially we are Indian, we have seen in India, nowadays, there is no eating. The government cannot supply food. Anyway, the problem which is not in among the beasts and birds, The birds and bees, they have no such problems. They are freely living, jumping from one tree to another. They know there is no problem of eating. In human society, there is problem of eating. What is the advancement? And there is enough place for producing food. I'd say Africa, Australia, enough place. If the foodstuff is produced there, 10 times of the population can be well fed. But they don't enter, don't come here. The Africans will say to the Indians, don't come here, go out. What is it? Therefore, Krishna consciousness is so nice. We say everything belongs to Krishna. We are all sons of Krishna. Let us live peacefully and utilize Krishna's power. This is the best development. But the so-called politicians and leaders, they are saying, no, we cannot enter immigration. America has got enough place to produce food. But they will, although they have gone to the United Nations, UNESCO, they could not find out any solution. Although there is possibility of producing 10 times of the requisites of the whole population of the world, they will not allow. They will not allow. From God's side, this unit, this planet, Purnamidam, Purnamadam, Purna, Purnamudachyate, everything is complete. You require water, the same, 4, 3 times water than the land. And the water is distributed over the land. Pajanat anna sambhava. Then there will be sufficient food grains. And annad bhavanti put, annad bhavanti bhutani. And if there is sufficient to eat, as sufficient eatables to the animals and to the man, then everything is possible. So where is that element? There is enough land, enough possibility, enough water. Now utilize them and produce food there. Eat nicely. And live peacefully and chant Hare Krishna. And go back to home, back to home. This is our truth. Why there should be industry? You want to eat after all. Instead of eating this flesh, killing poor animals, but then to produce food grain. Fruits, flowers, food grain. And take milk from the animals and produce milk products, all nutritious food, all nice food, and be happy and remember God for His kindness. This is simple. What is this nonsense? Now, there is petrol problem. I see so many buses and not a single man, one or two men. And for two men, a big, huge bus is being run. And so much petrol is consumed. I've seen, I went from Nairobi to London in a plane, only 5 passengers. Out of there, 4 passengers we were. Why this nonsense? And there is petrol problem, no? They are creating simply the so-called advancement of civilization, creating problems. That's all. That is due to these rustic leaders. Andhadapam, Virupani, Yamana, Stepi, Satanta, Urdam, Nivanta. They do not know what is the ideal of life, what is the aim of life. They are creating hot pot civilization and putting the mass of people in chaotic conditions. This is the seventh circumstance. But do not know whether you agree with me, but this is my study of the whole situation.
Yes, well, I don't see that.
These are described in the Shastra as anartha, unwanted things. No artha. Artha means there is a meaning. But they have created a situation which has no meaning. Anartha. And in medicine, a remedy for anartha is suggested also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartha avasam sāksād bhakti rūpam madhupraje. Find out this verse.
Gita?
Yes, Bhagavad.
Srimadam.
Yes. Verse
7. 1-1?
Yes. The index of the first canto. You find out this verse.
Index is the first one.
Anartha upasaman saksha bhakti yogam adokhaje lokasya ajanata vidyan chakri sakshata samhita. We have got solution for all the problems. If people take it, really.
In the first line, there, by
Anartha-pashamam sakshad-bhakti-yogam madhokshaje-lokasya-janato-vidvangshakre-sattvatam-saṅhita. Translation, the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Purport, Śrīla Vyāsadeva is the all-perfect personality of Godhead. The statement suggests that the complete unit of the personality of Godhead includes his parts and parcels also. He saw, therefore, the different energies, namely the internal energy, the marginal energy, and the external energy. He saw also his different plenary portions and parts of the plenary portions, namely his different incarnations also, and he specifically observed the unwanted miseries of the conditioned souls who are bewildered by the external energy. And at last he saw the remedial measure for the conditioned souls, namely the process of devotional service. It is a great transcendental science. It begins with the process of hearing and chanting the name, fame, glory, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead does not depend upon the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it solely and wholly depends upon the causeless mercy of the Lord. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. But even with the prescribed forms of hearing and chanting, there is at once mitigation of the superfluous and unwanted miseries of material existence. Such mitigation of material affection does not wait for the development of transcendental knowledge. Rather, knowledge is dependent upon devotional service for ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth.
They are killing the animals and exporting. So, in other countries, they are giving meat to eat, and so they are very free to produce bolts and nuts by itself. They don't require to produce food because from Africa and Australia they are getting meat. This is going. Instead of producing food, people are interested in producing motor tire, bolts and nuts. So why they are selling people scarce? After all, you require to eat. But instead of starting industries, why don't you produce foodstuff? What is this English? Produce foodstuff, the animal will be nicely fed, and the man will be nicely fed.
Civilization comes from the television now, I'm afraid. What civilization there is comes chiefly from the television. What can we do? Having opinion is made by the television.
The television today is setting up the standard for the civilization, for today's civilization.
But they talk about nothing but not so much eating more, producing more television sets for consuming more.
It's a great science. My mother is an executive in a public relations firm.
What?
And my mother, her business is to show products, goods to people that otherwise they have no need for, and to convince them that there is some value. It's a very big industry, especially in the United States. Public relations, advertising. It's very psychological too. They use all kinds of psychological techniques for inducing people to take things they have no need for.
Okay, the thing is that after all, our prime necessity is food. So, why people are not engaged to produce food?
Well, in Italy, they don't like to work on the land anymore.
That
they all want to live in town.
Yes, that is the defect.
Especially in Italy.
That is the defect. You do not want to live in the farmer. In your country, as you say, in America, the farmer's son, they're living, they're not coming back to the country. In India also.
Cities have become the centers for sense gratification.
Yes, sir.
And it attracts
all
sense gratification, sensual living.
Sense gratification. Yeah.
So it's attracting undisciplined senses.
Well, I would call it sense gratification. To me, there's no gratification in city life.
That's because you're wise.
on the whole, as I began, that there is no guiding man. The brain is left. Praptam Vishastam Abhutuvayam. It is Vedic civilization. Even an enemy comes to your home, he should be offered as life. Ten more. This full stop are meant for human beings. They are not meant for cats and dogs. We should produce more of this full stop. And the remaining balance, the skin, we can offer to the animal. Really? You take the substance and the outward external skin you offer to the animal, and she gives you meat. This is cooperation. You produce, man can produce fruits and flowers, grain, take the substance, and the rejected portion give to the animal. She gives you milk, you require milk. This is God.
Well, I do myself, because when we have a small garden,
yeah,
and we grow vegetables.
Will the state allow to kill somebody and even peacefully at all?
Is it possible? Is it wrong to kill, to eat fish?
Huh?
Fish.
You cannot eat anything in grass without the sanction of God. What to speak of peace and other? You cannot eat in a piece of grass. Ishavasamidam sandam jatkinchit javattam yavar tena taktena gundita. Everything belongs to God. You can simply enjoy after being sanctioned by God. Otherwise, this is real deliverance. Everything belongs, just like in this room, it is supposed that everything belongs to me. Even my students, they are meditators. They have got right to tell, but still they ask. Similarly, you cannot touch anything. Everything belongs to God without this concern. This is God consciousness.
Yes, but I hear this.
You cannot do anything in secret. It is not possible. Then I was so sure. If anyone does in secret, then he becomes immediate. Thing. So you are a big brother, but kindly spread.
very small philosophy.
Anyway, it will spread this God consciousness, this knowledge of God consciousness, philosophy of God consciousness.
Yes, we'll come to Mr. Master has your Bhagavad Gita and reads it very intently. And a few days ago he came back for another copy, which he recommended to his friends.
Yes, thank you. Yes. So kindly try to spread everything, whatever we speak, or whether it is based on this Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. But it's very difficult when you're talking to Europeans. I mean, all Americans, but I mean,
but you know, we're not American or European.
Yes, but I mean, the West has too many different kinds of
difficulties. Everywhere it is difficult, because people have become godless. Still, you have to try your best. The task is difficult, undoubtedly. It is very difficult task to bring back people to God consciousness. But still, you have to do it. To satisfy God, He wants it.
So good, you know, thank you very much.
Hare
Krishna. I'll see you tomorrow.
During your conversation with this gentleman, you mentioned that there was nowhere any sanction by God for industry or business. So does that mean that these workers in factories and industries, to take to Krishna consciousness, they could not go on with their work?
No. Our recommendation is that whatever position you are, you can chant Hare Krishna. Even the workers in the factory, they can chant Hare Krishna when you do it. Even in factory, they take some leisure hours. So why not sit down for 5 minutes, 10 minutes and chant Hare Krishna? What is the deal? Apart from the work they are doing, we are recommending whatever is done is done. Keep chanting Hare Krishna. Then everything is yours. Where is it all?
But eventually it's understood they must stop their industry.
There's no question of stopping. If that is their livelihood, how they can stop it? There's no question. But they can add this Hare Krishna mantra chanting, then things will be adjusted. It is not possible to stop. You can't make up some livelihood. That's not possible. If one can stop, it is well and good. But even if he does not stop, he can chant Hare Krishna mantra.
But ultimately, isn't our idea that the city complexes shouldn't remain, that things should become more spread out to farm and rural areas?
Yes, naturally. If this man is fed up with this industry, he can go back to village and produce it. But if he's attached to this industrial activity, because he's thinking that we are getting more money for wine and oven and meat, let me tell you. But if he chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, his consciousness will be purified and he will be not interested in this kind of work. He will go back to village and produce food.
right?
No, the new 62, the new America.
This was your idea to put the temple buildings on the magazine. Jai Jodha wrote me about that.
Very good picture. Encouraging. There's so many devotees in one sentence. It is very much pleasing to me. I started single heaven.
1944.
66. 44, of course, that was idea of plans. Back to God it started. 44.
Looks like it'll be heavy competition for the next French issue.
Huh?
Looks like strong competition for the next French issue.
Very good. The pictures are very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was in Watford.
It is. Every time it is improving. That is Krishna's grace.
I think they're getting some ideas from our French magazine.
You are now born. You are not mature to take ideas from you.